Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding again. And we are going to be going over the chess calendar of 2023. I'm going to be naming all the tournaments that you're going to have to be looking out for and all the players that's going to be in those tournaments. Actually, maybe not all the players, but some of the main players that are going to be playing in the tournaments in 2023. Let's get started. Okay, let's talk about the calendar of 2023. And one major change that is going to happen is the St. Louis events is going to be moved to November, December. And this came from a chess.com article called 2023 Grand Chess Tour, St. Louis events moved to November, December. And this article is read, the 2023 Grand Chess Tour's format is identical to last year's, with two classical events and three rapid and blitz events. The St. Louis Rapid and Blitz and the Sinkfield Cup will take place in November, December, likely due to the scheduling of the FIDE World Cup. The five events of the new Grand Chess Tour were announced on Monday via a press release. Okay, here we go. Take notes. Superbet Chess Classic Romania, May 4th through 16th, Bucharest, Romania. Superbet Rapid and Blitz, Poland, May 19th through 26th, Warsaw, Poland. Super United Rapid and Blitz, Croatia, July 3rd through 10th, Zagreb, Croatia. St. Louis Rapid and Blitz, November 12th through 19th, St. Louis, USA. Sinkfield Cup, November 19th through December 3rd, St. Louis, USA. The 2023 season, the ninth edition of the Grand Chess Tour will have a total prize fund of 1.4 mil. That's right, total prize fund of $1.4 million. The prize money for each of the two classical tournaments will be $350,000 and $175,000. $5,000 per event for Rapid and Blitz. In addition, a bonus prize fund totaling $175,000 will be awarded to top three overall tour finishers. The participants have not been announced yet, so we don't know who is going to be the eight participants in the 2023 Grand Chess Tour, and we don't know who is going to be the wild cards of this Grand Chess Tour. I don't know who's going to be the players, but the five Grand Chess Tour events are likely going to be part of FIDE's new qualification path for their candidates tournament. One spot goes to the player with the results in 2023 in FIDE rated tournaments that have at least eight players with an average rating of 2550 or higher in a minimum of seven rounds alongside other criteria. Even the Rapid and Blitz events can count as long as the players have an average standard rating of at least 2700. All right, cool. So that is one major change that has happened this year of the St. Louis Chess Club of tournaments. All right. So let's get into the Chess 24 article, the Chess Calendar 2023. And this article reads, 2023 sees a new classical world chess champion crowned for the first time in a decade as Jan Nepel takes on Ding Liren for the title vacated by Magnus Carlsen. There's new 2 million chess.com championship combining the best of the Meltwater Champions Chess Tour and chess.com global championship, while we've also got the World Cup, Grand Swiss, Women's World Championship match, European Team Championship, and much more. Let's go along with the dates of all these. And the Tata Steel Chess Tournament is basically tradition now. It's been like every single year. This is going to be the 85th edition of the Tata Steel Masters, and it has a phenomenal lineup topped by Magnus Carlsen, Ding Liren, Fabiano Caruana, features most of the world's top prodigies with teenage stars Gugesh Arjun and can't say that name, Vincent Kimmerer and Pragnon. I think that's what people call him. And then we got Van Forest. Who else do I know? Wesley So, Anish Giri. How are they not going to mention Anish Giri? They got Rapport and then, oh, Lavana Ronia. That's going to be crazy. and Ding Liren. So we're going to see a couple matches against Ding Liren and Magnus Carlsen. Dang, is Jan Nepo in there? Nope, Jan Nepo is not at this tournament. It's accompanied by the challengers, which includes the world's youngest ever GM, Mishra, in amateur events for the first time since the pandemic struck. We've got Peter Switler, David Hoel, and Laurent Fresnet commentating here on Chess 24. All right. What is the other tournaments that we have here? I don't know that one, so I'm not going to... there's a tournament in the United Kingdom that's going to have a strong... It's going to have a strong team event, all right, in England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. And then in February 2023, February 1st to the 3rd, we have a Pro Chess League qualifier, and everybody should know about the Pro Chess League. The 100,000 Pro Chess League is back after a two-year hiatus. And it's going to be exciting. It's going to feature 16 teams. 15 will be announced before it begins, while the 16th will be decided in this qualifier. And that's going to be an amazing 3 days to see who's going to be the 16th team. I'm pretty excited about that. And then February 2nd through the 13th is going to be the FIDE's Women's Grand Prix 2. And it's going to be hosted in Germany. This 12-player round robin is the second of four events in the 2022 FIDE Women's Grand Prix series that will decide two players for the 2024 Women's Candidates Tournament. It seems like all the tournaments are really starting in February, even though there's a major tournament in January, the Tata Steel Tournament. Okay, what else do we have here? We got the Chess.com Championship 1. In 2023, the Meltwater Champions Chess Tour is merging with the Chess.com Global Championship to create a new $2 million series. This five-day event is the first of six double elimination tournaments that will decide the eight players to go forward to the, I'm not even going to try to say that word, the penultimate, I think the penultimate stage before a four-player final knockout. It's going to be interesting, very interesting. I know chess.com is pretty hyped for that, to be hosting that, and I know they are going crazy. They need a big team to host all these tournaments. And then we got the Pro Chess League, because beforehand that was the Pro Chess League qualifier, and now we got the real Pro Chess League that is starting February 14th through May 16th. Yes, it's going to be that long because there are literally 16 teams battling out in a time control, a rapid 10-minute with a 2-second increment, a time control with blitz tie breaks. And the 16 teams will be cut in half before 18 playoffs with the four top teams competing in a live venue. And I don't know if y'all seen the ones like 3 years ago, but it is pretty epic how they do it. There was a large crowd the last time, if I remember correctly. And I can't wait until chess.com gives us some more information about that. Maybe I can cover some of those games, and it's going to be awesome. And if you don't know, I have a YouTube channel called Chess Knowledge with H1, where I go over games by chess turn. I go over modern games, and I go over older games back in like the 1900s and maybe in the 1800s. Like sometimes Paul Morphy was very prevalent back then. What is the next tournament? In March, we got the European Chess Championship and then the European Women's Chess Championship. And then let's just move on to the FIDE Women's Candidates Finals. That's crazy. Yeah, that's going to be pretty big. They will be playing a six-game match to decide who faces their compatriot Ju Wenjun in the Women's World Championship match later in the year. All right, so, and then we got the Chess.com Championship 2 that is happening April 3rd through the 7th. Oh yeah, and the FIDE Women's Candidates Final is happening in March, the first quarter of 2023. They didn't say a specific date for some reason. I don't know why. And then, oh snap, this is what everybody's been waiting for. April 7th through the 30th, Nepo versus Ding Liren, the World Championship match, will be happening. Magnus Carlsen deciding not to defend the World Chess Championship title he's held since 2013 meant that the top two players in the 2022 FIDE Candidates Tournament, winner Jan Nepo and runner-up Ding Liren, will now battle it out for the most prestigious title in chess. Few details have been announced, but we can expect another 14-game match with $2 million at stake. It's going to be a crazy game to watch. I don't know how everybody's going to feel about it since Magnus Carlsen pretty much surrendered the title, but we are going to see during that time. Just keep that marked on your date, April 7th through the 30th. And we are definitely going to be trying to go over all those games on my YouTube channel. All right. Or on my TikTok account. I'll probably go through the games live. And then May 5th through the 15th, the Superbet Chess Classic Romania in Bucharest, Romania. The African Individual Chess Championship happening May 5th through 15th. There's a lot of tournaments happening in May, but most of the tournaments are part of the Grand Chess Tour, for everybody to know. Like the Rapid and Blitz in Poland is going to be May 20th through the 25th. And what else is happening? Oh, the Norway Chess Tournament is going to be happening May 28th through June 9th. And it's good to keep all this on your calendar too. This will be the 11th edition of one of the world's strongest super tournaments, and is likely to see Magnus Carlsen bidding to win a fifth event in a row and a sixth in total. It's going to be crazy if he could do that. Okay, what else do we have here? I'm going through all the tournaments right now. I guess I can mention this one. June 20th through the 30th, the Prague International Chess Festival. The fifth edition of the Prague Chess Festival is likely to again see strong classical round robin masters and challengers tournaments, as well as a number of other events. All right. What else do we got here? Well, we got the tournament in Croatia. That is July 4th through the 9th. We already went over that somewhat. And then we got the FIDE World Cup, July 31st through August 26th. The FIDE World Cup will, in 2023, decide three of the players for the 2024 FIDE Candidates Tournament. The Open will again feature 206 players with the 50 top seeds joining from round two. Matches are decided in two-game classical matches with Rapid and Blitz playoffs. It's going to be exciting, just like last year. And we got the Women's World Championship match. So we got two World Championship matches for the women's and for the men. I think the men is just the World Chess Championship, if I'm not mistaken. I'm misspoken. But then now we got the Women's World Chess Championship match, which is going to be crazy to see who's going to be next. I think I didn't watch the previous one, but I'm definitely going to be watching this one and hopefully annotate those games and go over them on my YouTube channel. What else do we have? We're in September now. I'm not seeing any good tournaments in September except for the chess.com championship, the Meltwater Champions Chess Tour, where everybody can get their FIDE points. And then we got the FIDE Grand Swiss, which is going to be interesting. The Grand Swiss returns to the Isle of Man in 2023 with the two 11-round Swiss tournaments set to decide two places in the next FIDE Candidates and FIDE Women's Candidates Tournament. The open event will feature 114 players in the women's 50 with a total prize fund of $600,000. Exciting, amazing. That's going to be a good opportunity for some newcomers. Hopefully we find some wild cards pretty soon. And then for the first time ever, and not ever, I'm not going to say ever, but the big changes in the St. Louis Rapid and Blitz, the St. Louis tournaments is going to be in November and December. So the St. Louis Rapid and Blitz in St. Louis is going to be November 13th through the 18th. And those are going to be just Rapid and Blitz games like last year. And then we have the Sinkfield Cup, famous for their classical matches with tough opponents. A 10-player classical tournament with $175,000 prize fund. An additional $175,000 will also be awarded to the top three overall finishers on the tour. And then lastly, December 2023. The Qatar Masters. Oh snap, that's cool. Didn't they just have the World Cup last year? Or was it this year? I don't know. Is it still going? I don't know. That's going to be interesting because in 2014 and 2015, the Qatar Masters helped transform open tournaments with a prize fund that attracted the likes of Vladimir Kramnik and Magnus Carlsen. It's returning in 2023 with a $100,000 prize fund, which is going to be exciting. And people in the comments are like, I think people in the comments are pretty excited. So basically, there's one comment. So basically, I'm getting nothing done all year since there is some kind of chess competition happening at all times. Yeah, pretty much. There's going to basically be a really good chess tournament every week, but there are going to be some powerful ones that are going to be broadcasted on chess.com, St. Louis Chess Club, Chess 24. I'm pretty sure Hokuro Nakamura is going to be streaming, Gotham Chess, everybody is going to be streaming these games. Can't wait to see the hard-fought games and what is going to be game of the year this time. So, there you go. Those are all the dates of the series tournaments. If there was any one that I missed, I am sorry. I appreciate every single one. I will be going over all the content, all that I can, of course. Sorry that I missed the European Senior Chess Championship, which is going to be May 25th through June 4th, and that's going to be placed in Italy. It's literally going to be a 9-round individual tournament held in 50 plus and 65 plus categories. So yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be the start of an excellent year in 2023. And hey, thanks for listening, and let's move on to the next segment. Hey, if you made it this far, man, and I need to talk to you about something. If you made it this far, can you please follow the podcast? If you don't follow the podcast, then you will not be notified on the episodes that I be dropping. And I know it's been inconsistent nowadays, but I got a lot going on. I got like training lessons going on. I got courses being published. I got YouTube videos being uploaded. I got TikTok live streams. I got a lot of content. I got a lot of free content. So, hey, just bear with me. I'll be putting out this Chess Knowledge, Chess Wisdom, Chess Understanding. And I'm glad that you're here listening to H1. So, hey, you're at the right place, especially if you want knowledge. And you know what? This is what I need you to do. Keep your eyes on the road and stay healthy. Peace.